Mother lover, you gon' love this. Graduated from a rebel to a revolutionary in my area, they love this. I'ma wreck it like I'm revving an engine. Heaven's ascension, every dimension, give me attention. Look at my soul, look at my heart, look at my hope. Got the world on my back, but I carry it though. Tell them God got my hand, I ain't letting it go. I came from the side of the ocean. I swim with the best of them, I can't deny.
All right. Hello and welcome to those who've always been and those who are just now joining us. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mikey, half of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, and this is my indie, Tale of Three Mics. Now, initially, I was going to name this Allow Me to Reintroduce, a play on Jay-Z, but instead I chose a play on J. Cole, because today I realized in my sleep-deprived moment that I chose the path of Jermaine. All right, I have been inspired by three of my favorite rappers to take a really long, hard look at myself and say, what did you choose? And in all honesty, I chose peace. I'm going to talk about what I mean by that shortly. All right. Indie episodes are individual episodes that Randy and I record as a way for us to honor who we are as individuals outside of who we are as parents and spouses. This season's episode will fall in line with the theme of reclamation. And I'm excited to get back to doing this, even though I am nervous and don't necessarily like recording by myself. But it's okay because I got gang in the building and it feels good to have a little bit of support. I love y'all. In my first episode back, I want to take the time to share what's going on with me now. Last season, we discussed a lot about grief. And well, I'm glad that we took the time to share our thoughts, our feelings, and come together and have conversations that we hoped would spark some more conversations with some of you or help others that may be experiencing something similar. It was a lot. And I'm tired. Very, 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 very tired. My wife and I are not just all grief and sadness. We're not all work and productivity. We're not all doom and gloom. And for a long time there, it felt like to me, that's a lot of what we were talking about, because honestly, that's what was going on. The world shut down because of pandemics, and then people didn't believe in pandemics and people died and there was an election and a whole bunch of shit, right? Like things just kept going sideways. But there's plenty to be grateful for these days. And so that's what I'm going to focus on right now. Not so much what I've been fighting, but more so what's been feeding me. And I hope y'all enjoy. All right, so my individual episodes are broken into two segments, the first of which is what had happened was. So let's get into it. All right, so what had happened was is three of my favorite rappers started beefing. All right, really it was two, but it started with three. All right, being the nostalgic nigga that I am at heart, seeing the shots that they fired at each other recently, shortly after Kendrick released two songs back to back. And at the time of this recording, the last song that was released was actually by Drake. It all got me thinking, not only how they got here, because again, I'm reflective, but who they were before this. I followed all of these artists' careers from day one. I just happened to also be an adult and again, a music lover at this time. And I remember every single mixtape. I remember every single radio track. I have all the downloaded versions of all of these mixtapes and albums in my iPod Classic because that is how old I am. I went down a rabbit hole of like, how did we get here? On our Patreon calls that we have, I was inspired by a topic that the Patreon family touched on for like a quick moment that really could have actually gone on forever. And I'm going to bring it up like every time we meet, but it was about, who we were before the pandemic. One of the people on our Patreon calls who also happens to be watching right now, as I'm recording this, I found out that her real name isn't the name I've been calling her for like 5 years, which was like, it may not seem like that big a deal, but y'all understand, like, this I have considered naming my future child after this woman because I really like this name. And so to like hear, oh yeah, that name that y'all call me by, that's my fourth name. I have six other names and that's not even my first name. Like, that just kind of it threw me off a little bit, but like, I get it, because y'all niggas know Mikey. There are people who still don't know my government name, which it, you know, it happens, and that's perfectly fine, right? But I was inspired again to just kind of think about and talk about like who we were before the pandemic, because it hit me that even though we shared so much and even though the people that we talked to during that time have shared so much, there's still so much that we don't want, that we don't know about each other, and a lot that y'all don't know about me. So I want to change that. And so we're going to start really, really small. We're going to take some steps back in history. And I'm actually just going to walk through this outline while using titles and mixtapes from these specific artists. All right. So the first part of this is the come up, the warm up. If anybody here is familiar with music, or if you're listening to this, or if you know these three artists, then you'll follow along just fine. If not, you're going to have to pause and do some Googling and listen to some music real quick. All right. The Come Up and the Warm Up were two mixtapes released my sophomore and junior year in high school by J. Cole. My high school years were scored by the songs Welcome, Grown Simba, and Last Call. Take a moment, pause, go listen to them if you need to. J. Cole and a lot of artists at this time were heavily sampling old classic beats for people to rap on, and then making some really, really great beats as well. There are other artists that I was listening to really heavily at the time, but these stuck out to me because at that time I was really doing the absolute most in these streets. Like I was not the kindest person. I was not the safest person. I was not the most responsible person. I was doing what sophomores and juniors do in high school when they think they can get away with murder, except I was not murdering anyone. So like everything inside of that realm. All right. During that time, J. Cole was really just rapping about like how he wanted to be great, what he saw in himself, how he pictured his future to be. If you listen or watch basketball, you understand like as a player's career matures, right? They have to start somewhere. They usually start playing little league. Maybe they'll work up to AAU. Maybe they'll just play ball in their neighborhood, and maybe they'll get on a high school team, then college, and then hopefully they make it to the league. Every little boy at some point dreams about making it to the league. I too had those dreams until I met Travis Leslie. All right. You can feel free to Google Travis Leslie if you want. Travis Leslie grew up in our neighborhood. We all grew up in East Lake together in East Atlanta. I believe I was in sixth grade. We were playing basketball at the East Lake YMCA. This is where we used to play all the time. Randy and I have told stories about this YMCA before. The first time she told me she loved me, she was stopping me from going to play ball. She was ruining my dreams. Again, I was trying to make it to the league, and J. Cole was playing in my ear, actually, when Randy stopped me from going to play basketball. And I remember this so vividly, and I checked my iPod, classic, just to make sure that that was what was happening. And I went to go play basketball, and Travis Leslie, who, again, 1 year older than me, just happened to also be like 2 feet taller than me and everybody else in our class. He dunked on me very aggressively. So I was going up for a rebound and I got it. Travis took it. We went down. I'm run to the other side. I went to go play defense. I tried to jump with him and I felt Travis nuts. Like it was a thing. We're going to make sure that we bleep that out, Randy. If you could just cut the word nuts and then cut that too as well. Travis just like dunked right on my shoulder and back. And like all you feel is like this nigga's thighs on my arm. And I was like, oh, this is what it's like to be just disrespected. And I just kind of like fell on the ground quick and I sat there. And I was like, I don't know if you have what it takes. Like, I don't know if you're cut out for this because there are taller people than him. Travis has gone on to have a very successful career and super proud of him. And if this ever catches you, Travis, good shit, man. Good work. But yeah, now you ruined my life. Or you made me wake up to like reality. Okay. Which was funny because, again, at this time, J. Cole's music was not 100% rooted in reality. Right. Parts of it were what he's dealing with. But a lot of it was more so, and a lot of rappers did this, talking about what inspired them, what they wanted to be, what their plans were. And so this got me thinking about my future. Right. But I wanted to also focus on my reality, which leads me to Best I Ever Had. All right. And I graduated high school in Atlanta in 2009. This was the year of Young Money Drake. This was like the best of times. All right. You could not turn on the radio. You could not turn on anything without hearing a Drake feature, a Lil Wayne feature. Something was happening at that time. Best I Ever Had, Successful, and Wale's Look At Me were like the biggest songs at this time. Also, Big Sean's Finally Famous and Big Crit's mixtapes. So at this time, it was all money and bitches and parties and drinking and all of that, right? And as someone who had access to all of these things at this time, at this point in my life, who had also like freshly broken up with my girl because it was the summer and like I just graduated high school, like it was outside. It was just a lot of shit going on. Again, these were like the soundtracks to my life. So work, cars, basketball, partying, like these are the things that I was knee deep in. And at this time, Drake was like the poster child for rapping about what you should do as an immature nigga in these streets. Like this is your outline. Just do these things and you'll be happy. And in all honesty, it worked. That's exactly what was going on. There were other songs, Comeback Season, other mixtapes and things that were going on at that time. But at that time in my life, I was really, really just focused on just having fun. I wasn't really thinking about consequences. I was like, yeah, I'm young and I can just kind of like play around. It's perfectly fine. And YOLO was also a song at this time, by the way. Literally, living and dying by these words. You only live once. That's the motto. Go and do stupid shit. There are no consequences. One of my mentors, who I've mentioned in previous episodes before this, sat me down and told me that the concept of YOLO is probably the dumbest shit that he has ever heard. Everybody in where you grew up, where I grew up, you know old heads. You talk to them or you ignore them. It's completely up to you. My old head, my mentor, Byron Palmer, told me that I have a very morbid outlook on life if I think that I'm going to die soon and I only live once, so there are no consequences. He was like, you could get hit by a bus and die tomorrow. This is true. But you could also get hit by that bus and be perfectly fine. And you still got to live with the consequences of what happened before you got hit by that bus. So if you think that you can just run around and do whatever you want now, that's not going to work. He did add like the little asterisk of like, at least you're protecting yourself, right? Like there will be no children that come from this time period in your life, but like you're playing with fire. And if you play with fire, you will get burned. This is a common thing that is going to absolutely happen. But when you're young, fire just seems fun. Who doesn't like heat, right? But at some point, you move on from that. You mature, which leads me to the next part, which is PNP, Pussy and Patron, which is one of the best songs from like historical Kendrick. If you were listening to mixtapes back in the day, there was a mood that song put me in. I can't really explain it. It could be because at that time I was drinking Patron very heavily and I was like trying to just like sort out my thoughts. And again, heavily drinking. This goes back into my college days.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But while actively like running around in the streets and looking for stuff to get into, I was also, again, reminded of, remember that young me that was listening to Cole trying to figure out what your future would be like? That person still exists. And while you've been having fun, you've been kind of fucking up the picture that you created for your future. Let's talk about it. I was distracting myself from my goals. I had goals, but in all honesty, my reality just didn't really line up with what I wanted to do. Like many people that come from where I come from, you want to be a millionaire. You want like a big house. You want all of these things. And then you realize that some people will get it and some people won't. Some people will end up working 9-to-5 jobs forever until they die. Some people are going to go to prison. That was a thing that was cast on us very young. And statistically speaking, yeah, a lot of us should have been. And literally speaking, a lot of people from when I was younger, schools that I went to, my childhood, my neighborhood, they are in prison. That's an actual thing. My closest friends from school, life, uncles, life, 20 plus years. Like this is a common thing. It's so much stuff to like get into. And all these distractions that I was falling into and things that I was doing that I shouldn't have been doing and ways that I was just kind of like playing with my future, I had to like take a step back and like really look at that. This girl that I was starting to take really, really serious, and I knew I loved her, but I'm also like a nigga, like a young nigga. And you have to understand. You got to understand. Drake was really telling me that it was going to be okay eventually. Like right now, it's just YOLO. She'll understand later. There was a song called She Will. I'm not going to get into the, I'm going to dive into the depths of it. But like all of these, again, these songs are like soundtracks again to my life. It's not that these songs dictated what I was doing, but they really were just highlighting exactly what I was feeling, where I was at as a high school boy. All right. But PNP again is more so like, what are you doing right now? Like, why are you only focused on these things? One of the key lines in that is, I'm going through something in life, but Pussy and Patron make it feel all right. And as the song progresses, you start to realize that that's not actually what's happening here. You are drowning in things that are not absolutely or actually helping you. And so you actually need to take some time to like reflect. A lot of Kendrick's drinking songs, when you listen to them in your adulthood, you realize they're not actually about having fun and drinking. They are about the things that he would think about when drunk or the thoughts that will come across. And I used to explore these in college. So in college, and I've talked about this before, I used to have I had a blue light, like a blue lamp, a blue light bulb that I would put in this lamp. And I would literally sit and journal during these times, but I would only do it once I was extremely drunk. So imagine young Mikey with a giant bottle of Grey Goose and some ice. And if I felt like it, I might do some cran grape to like sweeten it up. But in all honesty, I was just drinking this stuff straight. And I just sit there dealing with depression, trying to figure out what it is that I'm doing with my life, and then trying to get these thoughts out. I actually discovered one of these journals before. I will share on Patreon only because I love them and I trust them with these thoughts, an excerpt from one of those thoughts under my blue light. But what it had outlined to me and what it showed me was somebody, a man who was deeply sad and recognized that these distractions that are so easily available to me, drugs, alcohol, women, the things that are really easy to get into, aren't always the best things for me. I had these goals. I had these ambitions. There are things that I wanted for my life that could still be attained if I stopped fucking up. And so fast forward to the story that I've told you all in previous seasons about October. Randy and I were going through it. I talk about this light switch that just flicked, but that wasn't really it when you think about it. The light was already always on. I just didn't look up and say like, oh, like that's what's actually happening until that time. And I didn't need any more near-death experiences to know what was really important. But I did need to have one last, all right, it's time to get my shit together moment. And all of these songs and all of these diss records that have come out recently have highlighted to me a couple of things. Some of my favorite artists are losing it or have lost it. They are not okay. They did not do some reflective work, or they did do some reflective work and then stopped, or they did great work and they decided that they knew exactly what they were supposed to do, and then they moved the fuck on. And so that leads me to my last segment, and I'm gonna leave you with this. While these themes were present with these artists whose music set like the soundtrack for so many periods in my life, two things stood out to me from this exchange with these artists, right? The first thing is we are not always blessed enough to see lessons in the trials that we faced. Sometimes we remain distracted. Sometimes we feel like we're moving forward, but we're actually running in place just at a faster pace. And I liken that to what's going on with Drake. Now, for clarification, again, fan of these artists. I love these artists' work. I can also still be objective and clear in what I'm saying right now, which is the last, you can call it maybe 5 albums of Drake, showed me that there is a point where Drake decided to stop trying to grow. This is a space where I'm comfortable. I can operate here with ease, and there's nothing more that I need to do because nothing more is asked of me. Nothing more is required of me, even though there are things that are changing in my life. Again, running faster, but moving nowhere. Things going on. Children being born. maturing. Literally being older in age. You are no longer this young 20-something-year-old person. You're in your 30s. You approaching 40. You have things going on. You have money now. You no longer have the things that you were rapping about one day having. Now they're there. But some things still haven't changed. In certain ways, you aren't satisfied. And I think that comes across in your art. Another thing that stood out to me, or the second thing, was that I am the only one who can define my happiness. And what fills me to my brim may not always seem like the best thing to someone else, but my goals, my ambitions, and my life is my own to shape. And that is why I thought it was so funny when I really thought about it. Like, who am I more as time has progressed? I realized that I chose the path of Jermaine, who has nothing to do with any of this shit anymore, because he knew that this is not something that was important to him. And while the when J. Cole first announced that he was done, like he apologized, something in me, and I've spoken about this to like friends and family, something in me got super sad. And I was like, why would he do that? And I realized it's because Jermaine Cole did some work that I hadn't done yet. And really decided that this is the person I want to be. This is how I want to move. And honestly, I'm no longer trying to people please. I'm not trying to appear a certain way. I have to be me, even though I know to my core, this is not what you do. You don't just quit. You don't apologize to a nigga, especially when you have a solid argument like, hey, I can rap better than all of you, because I stand by that. I still think of the three of them, J. Cole is a great rapper, probably the best one of the three. However, when you don't actually have a fight to fight, there's no point in trying to fight that fight. These two people have actual beef, so please let them. I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to go and do me. So whether you're a young Kendrick figuring it out or an older Kendrick repairing things and figuring it out along the way, or you're an old Drake and you're making a new way, or you're like new Drake and you're being forced to kind of reflect on the choices that you made from a more mature position. You have to live with yourself. And I don't know what this means to me yet, but I can at least say I have figured out what I think I know I need to do moving forward. And that's the stuff I'm going to talk to y'all about for the rest of this season. That's where I ended up. You can either figure your shit out with the goal of like finding peace and being yourself on some cold shit, or you can forever battle your demons and eventually drown in the consequences of your actions. I'm happy with the former. Closing it out. Thank you all for listening. If you made it to this point, I absolutely appreciate you listening to my ramblings and my thoughts. Future episodes will be more pointed. I think I'm going to probably stick with the concept or the thing of talking about what's going on presently in the world and how that's affected me. And if you have any questions or feedback that you want to submit for a future episode, please email us at blackmillmare@gmail.com. or leave a voicemail at 770-750-4098 that could be featured on a future episode. All right, let me know. Give me some feedback. I need that. This and all future episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are produced by Randy Chapman and Wordy Productions, the best podcast management company in existence. If you are listening to this and you have still been dragging your feet on starting your podcast, just know that the person that has me sounding good, the person that keeps us on schedule, keeps things running, and make sure that this ship don't sink, is my wife, and she is amazing at her job. All right. Make sure you hit her up and check her out. Be sure to check out our website at www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We're going through some updates right now. We're going to have some really, really fire stuff coming soon. But what I'm really most excited about is highlighting our people over on Patreon. All right. That's patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. If you join us over there, you can get all types of access to a whole bunch of shit. Okay, I'm going to lay it out even more in future episodes, but check it out. We also have some free posts that are available right now. So even if you're not paying to start, you can check it out. There's also a free trial. I think you'll like what you see. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, I am Mikey_XXI. I do not have a Twitter or an X. I will make one maybe if I think I have something to talk about. But more than likely, if you wanted to see what's going on, you can see us on Instagram. All right. As always, y'all, be blessed, don't settle, and fight clean. Or be Kendrick. Peace. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. Hello.